Let us pray. Okay, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So what is this story about? Well, let me see if I can tell it to you again. You see, this Roman captain in Capernaum, as Jesus had been teaching, he was prized and a wonderful friend to the Jewish people. And he had this, and he was a good leader and showed much authority, and people respected him and trusted him highly. And he had this servant that looked up to him that was highly prized, or was one who was spent time with and followed the rules and listened and was trustworthy. This slave servant had gotten ill. And so the Roman captain had heard all about Jesus. And so he sent Jewish leaders to talk to Jesus. And those Jewish leaders were asking Jesus to come. Not because he was a Jew, but because he deserves this. Because he was highly respected. Because he was a great neighbor and he was trustworthy. And so after Jesus had heard from the Jewish leaders that this was who this person was, Jesus went with them. And while they're a little way off, but not far from the house, the captain sends friends, not Jewish leaders again, but friends of his, and said, no, stop. I'm embarrassed. I don't want you to come into my house. I don't want you to go to all the trouble. You see, I'm really not such a good person, and I'm kind of embarrassed about this. I'm a man who shares orders. I give orders, and people listen, and they do it. And so Jesus at this point is like, okay. He's a little taken back, but he listens, and he says, I have yet to come across someone who is in Israel, who has the faith of this captain. That simple trust. The ones in Israel are supposed to know about this, but this captain is the one who has the simple trust, is authentic, and has authority. This person knows how God works. And so as the messengers returned home, the servant was healed. So what does this have to do with all of us? What can we learn from this story? Well, it is about trust. Trust in God. Trust in one another. It's about being authentic, and it's about authority. So as I struggled over this text this week, I was spending time in intensive care and spending time with many folks and then preparing for the wedding ceremony of my cousin John and his new wife, Beth, and I kept thinking, And then at the wedding yesterday, it became clear. The ceremony was in a Lutheran church, but it wasn't an ELCA Lutheran church. It was a congregation called the North American Lutheran Church. So I looked that up, not knowing anything about that. The North American Lutheran Church is a conservative branch of the Lutheran Church that chose not to join together to be the ELCA. And their polity states that women don't have a lot of power in the church. So as I read this, I'm thinking, but this minister, Bill, had invited me to be part of the service, and he had given me much. I probably had more of the service than he did. I'm like, okay. So I get there, and I meet Bill. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. What a wonderful way of learning about this trust in God from another country. Exactly what the story is about. Bill, I had readings. I had the homily. I had the sand ceremony. I pronounced my cousin and his new wife as husband and wife. I signed the marriage certificate along with Pastor Bill. To me, as I was thinking all about it, I was like, oh, that's kind of like the story of the captain having the authority and the trust. When I open myself up to have the trust in this pastor, even if I didn't agree with all the theology, the trust of God and the faith of God came through. When we're authentic selves, Bill knew I didn't agree with the theology of his church, but he treated me with the respect of an ordained pastor from another denomination. Didn't matter that I was a female, even though in his church that wasn't something that would happen to have a woman preach in his church. But I did. I preached. I shared the homily. And it became a sense of trust. You see, the Roman captain, the centurion, is a really unlikely person to demonstrate faith. And going into that wedding, to me, Bill was kind of an unlikely person to demonstrate faith. My eyes were open. And as Jesus says, you know, I haven't seen that kind of simple trust anywhere in Israel. I too chastised myself to open my heart up, to feel the trust, the authentic faith of other denominations and other ways to share God's love. You see, God regularly shows up where we don't expect God to be. And God never stops delighting in surprising us in those places that God shows up where we least expect God to be. It's about being authentic. It's about trusting one another and having the authority that we have through God. There's an old story, Midrash is what they're called in the early days, and it's a story called The First New Year. In this story, Adam is surprised by the setting of the sun in the Garden of Eden on that first day. The garden is suddenly cold and dark and scary, and the animals crowd around Adam for reassurance. Adam eventually falls asleep and is awakened by the warmth of the sun on his neck the next morning. He jumps up and he rejoices with the animals. He assures them that the sun must be here to stay this time. But again, as we know, the sun eventually sinks again, and they frantically try to build a barrier to keep the sun from setting. It doesn't work, of course. And the animals and Adam are once again plunged into the darkness and fear. But this time, God takes Adam aside and explains that everything is okay. This is just time, God says. The sun will do this over and over again. It will divide the days and nights. And there will be weeks and months. Reassured, Adam starts keeping track of the passing of time. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 3 weeks, a month, 3 months, and so on until, well, one day Adam notices that he has marked off 11 months, 3 weeks and 6 days. Well, now he's become even more worried. "I've used up all the time," he exclaims. "Tonight the sun will sink and it will never rise again because this is the end of time. I'm going to have to wander around in the dark and the cold, and I will trip over things. Oh, Lord, what will I do now?" So Adam gathers the animals around and explains that he's not sure of what will happen tomorrow. So they huddle together for warmth and they cry as they watch the sun set for the final time. But then, the sun begins to peek over the edge of the garden, just as it always has. And Adam hears God counting. 10 years is one decade. 10 decades is one century. 10 centuries is one millennium. 10 millennium. Finally, Adam falls asleep to the sounds of God's voice and the birds chirping. Trusting in God in many different ways from many different people. Because you see, God regularly shows up when we least expect God to show up. And God never stops delighting us in surprising us. Authentic trust in God. Because grace happens wherever we are. I'm really happy that I learned that yesterday. Through that wedding, that maybe now I won't be as judgmental of other people, of other denominations, because we are each, as the Roman captain, and each one of us, authentic people of God, trusting that God shows up all the time. That's great news. Thanks be to God. Amen.